This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. A new report from the Chicago Inspector General warns the police department may not be ready to handle large protests at the Democratic National Convention in August. My colleague Michael Puente reports the IG's office looked at how the police department handled big protests stemming from the murder of George Floyd in 2020. And the report found Chicago police were outflanked, under-equipped, and unprepared to respond to unrest downtown and in neighborhoods. The report says since that time, the police department has made significant improvements, but it's not sure those will be realized for the August convention. The Chicago Police Department issued a statement saying it is committed to allowing the safe and lawful exercise of First Amendment rights, but it will not stand by as local businesses are looted, vandalized, or destroyed. Embattled Chicago Transit Authority President Dorval Carter says he has faced racism and physical threats from the public as the Chicago City Council has zeroed in on his job performance. Carter today testified in front of some of the 29 council members who have called for him to be fired because of reliability and safety issues on CTA trains and buses. A defiant Carter says they have unfairly singled him out.
I've had to deal with personal physical threats, with racial epithets, because I have been turned into a caricature, something that is less than a human being. I can tell you as an African-American male, that bothers me a lot.
Alderpersons denounced the public harassment, but defended their calls for Carter to be fired. They say Carter is subject to scrutiny as a public official. More than a third of hospitalist staff with Ascension Illinois say they plan to quit the health system. Crane's reporting this follows a decision by Ascension to outsource staff at its Chicago area hospitals to a private equity-backed staffing firm. Some healthcare providers were worried the change could lead to bigger patient caseloads and worse care. A spokesperson for the staffing firm SCP Health tells Crane's they're expecting a seamless transition and have almost all shifts for next month filled. Children in foster care will now have a say in how they choose to wear their hair, thanks to a new Illinois bill. My colleague Anna Savchenko reports State Senator Mike Simmons says his bill is designed to give Black children in foster care the agency to wear their hair in whatever style they want.
So many young people, particularly those that are of African descent, have not been allowed to wear their hairs in ways that honor their heritage and their ancestry and their agency. And this legislation ensures that they have that human right.
The legislation allows children to develop their own hair care plan together with their foster parents and caseworker, including styling, cutting, and even hair dyeing. Costs for hair care will be covered by the Department of Children and Family Services. The bill is now awaiting Governor Pritzker's signature. Weather, sunny skies, a high in the low 70s, and then clear tonight, a low in the mid 50s. Sunny and warm on Friday, you'll get to a high near 80. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.